You've crushed it. You've built real wealth. But let us ask you something. If you stepped away today, how long will it last?
For many successful families, the uncomfortable truth is this. What they have built works because they're still in the center of it. Right now, your wealth may be strong, but is it complete?
At the Kitty Sisters, we see wealth as a system built across 5 layers. When each one layer is missing, wealth doesn't fail immediately. It fractures quietly. You don't feel it day to day until scale, complexity, or time exposes it.
That's exactly why we created the Where Wealth Breaks assessment. It maps your current wealth against the 5-layer legacy cake, revealing the gap between where your wealth stands today and what it needs to endure beyond you.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessment now at wherewealthbreaks.com.
Imagine knowing clearly and objectively which layers are solid, which relies too heavily on you, and which haven't been built yet. Because building wealth and keeping it require different systems.
This isn't about chasing returns. It's about strengthening the system, holding them together. You've made it. Now the question is whether your wealth is layered, governed, and structured to last.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessments toward building multi-generational freedom at wherewealthbreaks.com. That is wherewealthbreaks.com.
Right now, commercial real estate is down 30, 40, sometimes 50% from just 3 years ago. Loan maturity are hitting. Some owners can't refinance. Banks are nervous. Investors are getting nervous. And everyone is asking the same question. Is real estate catering?
Hey, we're Palmy and Nancy Kitty, the Kitty Sisters, and we're here to help you turn earned income into own income and build what actually lasts.
From a $2,000 bank accounts to nearly $500 million in real estate assets, earning our way into rooms we once never thought we belong in. Along the way, we learn success isn't just about making it, it's about making it last.
Here we share money, real estate, and investing strategies, but more importantly, we talk about the systems and decisions that create legacy, certainty, and continuity.
If you value speed, convenience, and execution certainty, and if you're building not just for yourself, but for the generations after you, you're in the right place.
This is the first of the family podcast. I've studied every major financial collapse of the last 50 years, the 1980s, savings and loan crash, the dot-com bubble, the global financial crisis. And here's what the data shows consistently across all three. The savviest investors didn't make their money in the first crash. They probably lost money. They didn't make it in the second crash either and probably lost some money there. But here's the thing, they made it back and then some in the third because of what they learned from the first two. What I'm about to show you is a pattern that runs through all three because what's happening in the market right now, this pattern has a name. I know exactly where we are inside it. My name is Palmy Kitty, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. My sister Nancy and I have scaled to nearly $500 million in assets, returned over $45 million to investors, and helped families preserve $93 million plus in taxes. And I want to be honest with you about something. I didn't learn any of this in a classroom. I didn't learn it from a book. I learned it by studying every crash, the patterns, the playbook, the signals, until I could see them coming before people even know what to look for. Today, I'm going to show you three things that separate the people who get destroyed by a crash from the people who use them to build generational wealth. And then I'm going to show you exactly what I'm seeing right now, because the window is open. Every year without GPS, without a map, without anyone who's made this trip before, monarch butterflies travel 3,000 miles to a forest in Mexico they've never seen, and they arrive every time. Not because they're smart, because they're encoded. They are following a pattern written in their biology that is older than memory. Here's the financial truth that most people spend their entire lives missing. Every major economic crash in the last 50 to 60 years has followed the same migration pattern. Not similar, the same. Crash number one, the 1980s. Inflation runs to 13.5%. The Fed panics. They jack interest rates to 19, 20, 22%. Banks that were lending depositors 6% are suddenly paying 12, 15%. They've got loans out at 6 and 8%. Do the math. Over 1,000 banks collapsed. It lasted a decade. Why did inflation spike in the first place? Vietnam War. Nixon takes the dollars off the gold standard. The government prints more money to fund the trillion-dollar war. And the printed money flooded into the economy like water in a basement. Sounds familiar? Stimulus checks, COVID spending, money printed and injected directly into the economic bloodstream. The butterfly was flying the same route in 1971 that they flew in 2020. Crash number two, dot-com. Inflation was only 3%. Banks were fine, real estate was fine, but a 400% rise in the NASDAQ over 5 years built entirely on speculation. Zero earnings, zero profits, poof. Gone. $10 trillion in 3 years. And what does the Fed do when it's terrified of deflation? They drop the rate from 6.5% to 1%, which lit the fuse on crash number three. Here's what I want you to sit with. The crash in the 2000s was caused by the government's response to the crash in 1990s. The cure became the next disease. This is not a conspiracy. This is not a hot take. This is just a playbook. Every policy response creates the next imbalance. Every rate drop sees the next bubble. Every printed dollar chases the next inflation. The monarch doesn't decide to migrate. The pattern migrates through the system. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So what does this actually demand of you? Stop watching crashes like the weather. Start reading them like a map. Every time you see government promoting home ownership, rates dropping, easy lending, speculative assets, a 3 to 5 year run, you look at the beginning of the migration. And the question is only one thing. Where will you be standing when it lands? Start paying attention to three numbers: the federal funds rate, the home ownership rate, and the unemployment rate. Those three numbers have told the story every single time. But here's the thing. Nobody tells you about pattern recognition. Seeing the pattern isn't enough, because in a crash, the people who survive and the people who win are not watching the same thing. And that brings me to the one thing that actually separates people who watch a crash destroy their wealth from the people who use it to build it. Picture the surface of the ocean during a hurricane. 100-foot waves, chaos. Everything is destroyed. Now go 500 feet below the surface, still. The precious system that is tearing the surface apart does not reach the deep water. Not because the deep water is lucky, not because it's avoided the storm, because depth creates immunity. The study of every crash since the 1980s has shown the same pattern in who wins and who loses. It is never the smartest investors who win. It is the most positional ones. In the 1980s crash, the government created the Resolution Trust Corporation, the RTC, to liquidate assets from over 1,000 failed banks, the biggest fire sale in American history. The people who bought those assets didn't see something nobody else saw. They had the cash reserves, the relationships, the track record, the infrastructure to act when everyone else was paralyzed. In 2010, after the GFC, with rates at near zero and foreclosures flooding the market, savvy operators bought thousands of units that were lender-owned, bought at pennies on the dollars, most doubled within a few years, and then some. That wasn't genius. That was infrastructure deployed at the right moment. Most high earners, and I mean the brilliant ones, the doctors, the lawyers, the executives, believe that working harder and earning more is the path to winning in a crash. It's not. Your W-2 doesn't protect you in a financial collapse. Your income doesn't protect you. Your 401k sitting there while inflation eats it from the inside does not protect you. Debt protects you. And debt is not an account balance. Debt is architecture. It is own income streams, hard assets, cash reserves deployed through vehicles that compound during chaos that destroys everyone else. That is the wealth infrastructure that most high earners are missing, and they don't know they're missing it until the storm arrives. The people at the surface feel every wave. The people at depth feels nothing. And the entire difference is what you built before the storm. The strategic shift is this: stop optimizing your income, start building debt. That means hard assets that hold value during inflation, passive income streams you own, not earn, cash reserves that position you to buy when everyone else is selling, and relationship with operators who have already been through the storm. I want to ask you something, and I want you to actually answer. How many own income streams do you have today? Not earn. Own rental income, distributions, dividends from assets you control, passive returns from real estate you hold a stake in. Drop your number in the comments. 103. Be honest, because here's what the data shows when you ask that question honestly. Most high earners are still sitting at 0 or 1. And that's a surface position. If you're sitting at 0 and you want a clear map for what to build first, I put something together for that. It's called the Scaling Own Income Roadmap. Links in the description. Every major surgery has a window, a precise span of time when the tissue is viable, the patient is stable, the conditions are optimal. Before that window, the risk is too high. After the window, the opportunity is gone. Inside the window, the surgeon doesn't hesitate, because hesitation inside the window is its own decision. It transferred the outcome to someone else. Every crash in the historical record had a window. The 1980s window, hard assets crushed by high rates. The people who had debt bought from the RTCs at pennies on the dollars. The dot-com window, paper asset imploded, real estate untouched. The people who were in hard assets held. The people with cash repositioned. The GFC window, home values dropped 25 to 50%. Foreclosure flooded the market. Rates dropped to zero. The people who were built for it bought everything. And right now, commercial real estate assets 30, 40, 50% below their 2021 values. Low maturity repricing. Distressed sellers desperate to move assets. A political environment pushing hard for lower rates. The window is open in real time. Here's what I need to say directly. This is not a prediction. I'm not telling you what the market is going to do tomorrow. I'm telling you that the historical record shows this exact configuration duration of variables 3 times. High rates increases distressed sellers, political pressure to lower rates, government promoting home ownership and affordability, capital eyeing undervalued U.S. assets. Each of those 3 times, the people who were positioned inside the window built wealth that lasted decades. The people who waited for certainty waited until after the window closed. You cannot act on a window from the outside. The strategic move right now is not complexity. It's clarity. Identify the distressed asset classes in this cycle. For example, it's commercial real estate. Find operators who understand previous cycles, understand the mechanics of the vehicle, and position before rate drops, because the moment rate drops, the repricing begins, and the deal that exists today will not exist then. This is not about timing the bottom. The bottom is unknown. This is about being inside the window when it opens. The first one was always the same. Know where you stand, then build down before you build up. I need to be honest with you for a second. The hardest part of studying financial crashes isn't the math. The math is fixable. Asset repricing, market recovery, wealth can be rebuilt. The hardest part is watching someone who worked for 30 years, someone brilliant, someone who did everything right inside the system they were given, lose half of what they built because nobody taught them how to read the room, because they were at surface and nobody told them the debt was an option. Look, you're not here by accident. The fact that you watch this video, that you're still here, that means something about who you are and what you're building. The pattern is ancient. The window is open, and the surgeon who hesitates inside the window doesn't avoid the outcome. They just give it to someone else. Don't give it to someone else. The market you're watching right now, the distress, the headlines, the worry, this is not new. This is the 3rd time this exact configuration has appeared in the last 50 years. The crashes are not chaos. They are a pattern. The playbook never changes. And the window right now, today, is open. The people who build generational wealth through a crash are not smarter than you. They're deeper, and they act inside a window. See you in the next one. Thanks for listening to the First of the Family podcast. We hope today's conversation left you feeling inspired and maybe even equipped with one idea you can take with you as you turn earned income into own income and build something that actually lasts.
If today's conversation resonates, here's how you can support the show and help it reach more families, investors, and entrepreneurs who are creating a lasting legacy. Hit follow and share this episode with someone who's thinking beyond themselves and into generations after them.
And if you're feeling generous, leave a review. Means more than you know. Those few words help the right listeners find these conversations right when they need it most. By doing this, you're helping families build legacy, certainty, and continuity.
For show notes, links, and resources from today's episode, head to thekittysisters.com.